Welcome to Trinity Lutheran Church on this third Sunday of Easter, Sunday, April 26th. Hallelujah, Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah. Hymn 474, Alleluia, Jesus is risen. Hymn 474.
Alleluia, Jesus is risen, trumpets resounding in glorious light, splendor the Lamb, heaven forever, oh, what a miracle God has in sight. Jesus is risen, and we shall arise. Give God the glory, alleluia. Walking the way, Christ in the center, telling the story to open our eyes, breaking our bread, giving us glory, Jesus our blessing, our constant surprise. Jesus is risen, and we shall arise. Give God the glory, alleluia. Jesus the vine, we are the branches, life in the Spirit, the fruit of the tree. Heaven to earth, Christ to the people, gift of the future now flowing to me. Jesus is risen, and we shall arise. Give God the glory, alleluia. Weeping be gone, sorrow be silent, death put asunder, and Easter is bright. Cherubim sing, O grave be open, clothe us in wonder, adorn us in light. Jesus is risen, and we shall arise. Give God the glory, alleluia. City of God, Easter forever, golden Jerusalem, Jesus the Lamb, river of life, saints and archangels, sing with creation to God the I Am. Jesus is risen, and we shall arise. Give God the glory, alleluia. Amen.
O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth will declare your praise. Make haste, O God, to deliver me. Make haste to help me, O Lord. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Praise to you, O Christ. Alleluia. Psalm 116, we read verses 1 through 14. I love the Lord because he has heard my voice and my pleas for mercy, because he inclined his ear to me. Therefore, I will call on him as long as I live. The snares of death encompassed me. The pangs of Sheol laid hold on me. I suffered distress and anguish. Then I called on the name of the Lord. O Lord, I pray, deliver my soul. Gracious is the Lord and righteous. Our God is merciful. The Lord preserves the simple. When I was brought low, he saved me. Return, O my soul, to your rest. for the Lord has dealt bountifully with you. For you have delivered my soul from death, my eyes from tears, my feet from stumbling. I will walk before the Lord in the land of the living. I believed, even when I spoke, I am greatly afflicted. I said in my alarm, all mankind are liars. What then shall I render to the Lord for all his benefits to me? I will lift up the cup of salvation and call on the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows to the Lord in the presence of all his people. Glory be to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. The first reading for this third Sunday of Easter is recorded in the book of Acts, chapter 2. Peter, standing with the 11, lifted up his voice and addressed them. Let all the house of Israel therefore know for certain that God has made him both Lord and Christ, this Jesus whom you crucified. Now when they heard this, they were cut to the heart and said to Peter and the rest of the apostles, Brothers, what shall we do? And Peter said to them, Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For the promise is for you and for your children and for all who are far off, everyone whom the Lord our God calls to himself. And with many other words he bore witness and continued to exhort them, saying, Save yourselves from this crooked generation. So those who received his word were baptized, and there were added that day about 3,000 souls. O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God. The second reading is from Peter's first epistle, chapter 1. If you call on him as Father, who judges impartially according to each one's deeds, conduct yourselves with fear throughout the time of your exile, knowing that you were ransomed from the futile ways inherited from your forefathers, not with perishable things, such as silver or gold, but with the precious blood of Christ, like that of a lamb without blemish or spot. He was foreknown before the foundation of the world, but was made manifest in the last times for your sake, who through him are believers in God, who raised him from the dead and gave him glory, so that your faith and hope are in God. Having purified your souls by your obedience to the truth, for a sincere brotherly love, love one another earnestly from a pure heart, since you have been born again, not of perishable seed, but of imperishable, through the living and abiding word of God. For all flesh is like grass, and all its glory like the flower of grass. The grass withers and the flower falls, but the word of the Lord remains forever. And this word is the good news that was preached to you. O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God. The final reading is from the Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 24. That very day, two of them were going to a village named Emmaus, about 7 miles from Jerusalem, and they were talking with each other about all these things that had happened. While they were talking and discussing together, Jesus himself drew near and went with them, but their eyes were kept from recognizing him. And he said to them, What is this conversation that you are holding with each other as you walk? And they stood still, looking sad. Then one of them, named Cleopas, answered him, Are you the only visitor to Jerusalem who does not know the things that have happened there in these days? And he said to them, what things? And they said to him, concerning Jesus of Nazareth, a man who was a prophet, mighty in deed and word before God and all the people, and how our chief priests and rulers delivered him up to be condemned to death and crucified him. But we had hoped that he was the one to redeem Israel. Yes, and besides all this, it is now the third day since these things happened. Moreover, some women of our company amazed us. They were at the tomb early in the morning, and when they did not find his body, they came back saying that they had seen a vision of angels who said that he was alive. Some of those who were with us went to the tomb and found it just as the women had said, but him they did not see. And he said to them, O foolish ones, and slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Was it not necessary that the Christ should suffer these things and enter into his glory? And beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he interpreted to them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. So they drew near to the village to which they were going. He acted as if he were going farther, but they urged him strongly, saying, stay with us, for it is toward evening and the day is now far spent. So he went in to stay with them. When he was at table with them, he took the bread and blessed and broke it and gave it to them. And their eyes were opened, and they recognized him, and he vanished from their sight. They said to each other, did not our hearts burn within us while he talked to us on the road, while he opened to us the scriptures? And they rose that same hour and returned to Jerusalem. And they found the 11 and those who were with them gathered together, saying, the Lord has risen indeed and has appeared to Simon. Then they told what had happened on the road and how he was known to them in the breaking of the bread. O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God.
Sing to the Lord and bless his name. Proclaim his salvation from day to day. Give to the Lord all glory and strength. Give him the honor due his name. Alleluia. Alleluia. Now is Christ risen from the dead and become the first fruits of them that sleep. Give to the Lord all glory and strength. Give him the honor due his name. Alleluia. Alleluia. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Give to the Lord all glory and strength. Give him the honor due his name. Alleluia. Alleluia.
In 476, Who Are You Who Walk in Sorrow, stanzas 1 through 3. In 476, stanzas 1 through 3.
Who are you who walk in sorrow down Emmaus' barren road? Hearts distraught and hope defeated, bent beneath grief's crushing load. Nameless mourners, we will join you. We will also mourn our dead. We have stood by graves unyielding, eaten death's bare, bitter bread.
Who is this who joins our journey, walking with us stride by stride? Unknown stranger, can you fathom depths of grief for one who died? Then the wonder when we told you how our dreams to dust have turned. Then you opened wide the scriptures till our hearts within us burned. Who are you? Our hearts are opened in the breaking of the bread. Christ the victim, now the victor, living, risen from the dead. Great companion on our journey, still surprise us with your grace. Make each day a new Emmaus, on our hearts your image trace. Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father, and from our Lord and Savior Jesus the Christ. Amen. Our text for this third Sunday of Easter is recorded in the Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 24. I read again verse 31. And their eyes were opened, and they recognized Jesus, and he himself disappeared from them. Dear Christians, Trinity members, and neighbors, we seem to be stuck on Easter Sunday. Two Sundays ago, we celebrated the day of our Lord's resurrection. We rejoiced that the same Jesus who was crucified, died, and was buried, rose again from the dead on the third day. Last Sunday, the second Sunday of Easter, we heard more of what happened on that first Easter Sunday, how Jesus appeared to his disciples, how he spoke words of peace to them, how he showed them his hands and his side, from which his precious redeeming blood had flowed for them and for us all. Today, the third Sunday of Easter, we are still hearing about what happened on that first Easter Sunday. Two disciples were walking from Jerusalem to a nearby village called Emmaus. They were talking together about everything that had happened to Jesus, his suffering, his death, and now the report of his empty tomb. St. Luke writes, "And while they were talking and discussing together, Jesus himself drew near and went with them." They didn't know it was Jesus. Their eyes were kept from recognizing him. They were shocked that he didn't seem to know anything about what they were talking about. And so they got Jesus caught up on the recent events in Jerusalem. They didn't know it, but they were talking to Jesus about Jesus. They told him that Jesus was a prophet, mighty in word and deed. They told him that Jesus had been condemned to death and crucified. They expressed to him their sorrow and disappointment, how they had hoped that Jesus was the one to redeem Israel, a hope that they no longer held. They told him that the women had found Jesus' tomb empty that morning. They claimed to have seen an angel who told them that Jesus was alive. They told him that some of the disciples had gone to the tomb, found it empty just like the women said, but had not seen Jesus himself. Then Jesus spoke. Jesus rebuked them because their hearts were slow to believe the Old Testament scriptures. St. Luke tells us, "And beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he interpreted to them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself." One of the little nuggets we get here from Jesus is that the Bible is all about him. And indeed, it is. Well, by the time Jesus had finished showing them all the things about himself in the Old Testament, they had arrived at Emmaus. The disciples invited, urged Jesus to stay with them since it was getting on towards evening and night was coming. So Jesus stayed with them. When they sat down at the table for supper, Jesus took the bread and blessed and broke it and gave it to them. And that's when it happened. Luke writes, "And their eyes were opened, and they recognized him, and he vanished from their sight. They said to one another, 'Did not our hearts burn within us as he talked to us on the road, as he opened to us the scriptures?'" So, where did Jesus go that evening when he vanished from their sight? And where did Jesus come from when he appeared to them earlier that day on the road to Emmaus? Jesus is no ghost. Jesus is God and man united together in one person. Jesus' body, once crucified, dead, and buried, has been raised from the dead. More than that, Jesus' body has been glorified. His truly human body now shares in the power and the glory that has been his all along as the eternal Son of God. St. Peter writes, "God raised him from the dead and gave him glory." And so Jesus' glorified body can do things our lowly bodies can't do. Jesus' glorified body can do things like pop in and out of sight. Jesus' glorified body can do things like be here and there and everywhere at the same time. Jesus' glorified body can do things like be truly present in the bread that is eaten at the Lord's Supper. Jesus' glorified body can do things like dwell in the hearts of his believers. I believe that Jesus was with his disciples when they began that journey to Emmaus. They just couldn't see him. He chose, at a certain point, to appear to them, to walk and talk with them, to open to them the scriptures, and to serve them supper. And when they recognized him, he vanished from their sight. He disappeared from them. He became invisible to them. The Bible doesn't say he left them. It doesn't say he departed from the house. It says that he vanished from their sight, not their presence. I believe that Jesus stayed with them. They just couldn't see him. It's like what we heard in John's Gospel last Sunday. Remember, the disciples were together behind locked doors, and suddenly Jesus came and stood among them. I did a video chapel talk for our Trinity Lutheran School students this week. And in that chapel video, I asked them, how did Jesus get in the house? Did he climb in through a window? Did he pick the lock on the door or simply kick it in? Did he come down the chimney like Santa on Christmas Eve? No. Jesus was already there. He just appeared. The invisible Jesus became the visible Jesus. He spoke to his disciples, he showed them his hands and side, and then disappeared again, only to reappear a week later. I think you know where I'm going with this. You have the same Lord Jesus. The Jesus who gave his body into death on the cross on Good Friday is your Lord, who has redeemed you from sin and death. The Jesus whose body rose again from the dead on Easter Sunday is your Lord, who rose again that you might rise again to life everlasting. The invisible Jesus who made himself visible to his disciples on Easter Sunday is your Lord. And even though the invisible Jesus doesn't make himself visible to you, you still believe in him. Jesus says, "Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." Even though the invisible Jesus doesn't make himself visible to you, you still love him. St. Peter writes, "Though you have not seen him, you love him." But just because you can't see Jesus doesn't mean he's not there.
Just because you can't see Jesus doesn't mean he's not with you, walking by your side, dwelling in your home and in your heart. You see, you and I are also slow to believe all that is written in the scriptures about our dear Lord Jesus. It is easy for us to conclude that because we can't see Jesus or sense his presence in some way, that he's not really there. He's not really with us. He's locked up tight in heaven. Or if Jesus is with us, that he's only with us in some spiritual, ghostly, symbolic, or out-of-the-body way. There is only one Jesus. The Jesus whose body was conceived by the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. The Jesus whose body was crucified, died, and was buried. The Jesus whose body rose again from the dead and then ascended into heaven and will come again on the last day in glory. The Jesus who suddenly appeared and stood in the midst of his disciples had and still has a body, a mouth that spoke to them, and hands and feet that they could see and touch. The Jesus who suddenly vanished from the sight of his disciples had and still has a body, feet that walked several miles with them, a mouth that talked with them, hands that broke bread with them. And that same Jesus promises to you, "Lo, I am with you always to the end of the age." Jesus is here with us when we gather together in his name in this house. We can't see him, but he's here. We talked about that last Sunday. As the Holy Scriptures are read and preached in this place, he opens them to us so that we can believe that he is the Christ, the Son of the living God, and that by believing we may have life in his name. He causes faith to burn brightly in our hearts, the faith that the Holy Spirit has kindled in us by the gospel. He is with us at his table, breaking bread, feeding us with his supper, giving us his body to eat and his blood to drink for the forgiveness of our sins. But even though we are not meeting here in the Lord's house and gathering together for the Lord's Supper during this pandemic, it doesn't mean that Jesus is not with you. Even though you're not in this house, Jesus is with you in your house. He stays with you in your home. You can't see him, but he's there. And as you read the Bible and listen to sermons in your home, Jesus is there opening to you the scriptures that testify to him, to his death-destroying death on the cross, and his life-giving resurrection from the dead. He opens your heart to believe. He causes your heart to burn with spirit-given faith in him, your risen Lord. He chases away sorrow and gives you joy. He tamps down fear and increases trust. No matter where you are, your risen Lord Jesus is with you always. With you always to comfort and help you, to forgive and strengthen you, to give you salvation and life, even if you can't see him. In Jesus' name, amen. Now may the peace of God that passes all our understanding keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen. We return to hymn 476. We sing stanzas 4 and 5. In 476, stanzas 4 and 5.
Who are we who travel with you on our way through life to death? Women, men, the young, the aging, wakened by the Spirit's breath. At the font you claim and name us, born of water and the Word. At the table still you feed us, host us as our risen Lord.
Alleluia, alleluia, is the Easter hymn we sing. Take our life, our joy, our worship, as the gift of love we bring. You have formed us all one people, called from every land and race. Make the church your servant body, sent to share your healing grace. Amen. Let us pray. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. O God, through the humiliation of your Son, you raised up the fallen world. Grant your faithful people, rescued from the peril of everlasting death, perpetual gladness and eternal joy. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. O Lord, our hearts have burned in us as your word has been read and preached. Keep our faith from growing cold, and grant us grace that we may not succumb to temptation. Give to us and our children receptive hearts, that we may be steadfast in faith and hope all our days. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. O Lord, gather together those who have been separated. Preserve their faith by your word until all health precautions and shelter-in-place measures have passed. Bless our synodical president, Matthew, our district president, Mark, our circuit visitor, Jeff, and all our pastors. Help all of us to live out our daily callings to your glory and the good of our neighbors, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. O Lord, bless our nation, that we may enjoy peace and security in the face of threats and dangers. Bless Donald, our president, the Congress of the United States, JB, our governor, and all state and local officials, that they may fulfill their offices faithfully. Bless all emergency and medical workers and the members of the armed forces who protect us. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. O Lord, deliver us from all our afflictions and grant us strength to bear our burdens. According to your gracious will, heal the sick, relieve those who suffer, comfort the grieving, and give peace to the dying. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. O Lord, stay with us. Be our strength and weakness and our hope in time of despair. Keep us, we pray, in the true faith, that we may be ready when you come again in your glory to raise the dead and gather your church to yourself. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. O Lord, in your supper, we feed upon your flesh and drink your blood for the forgiveness of our sins and the strengthening of our faith. Preserve the faith of all who long to receive the sacrament in the presence of the congregation but cannot. Satisfy our hunger and thirst for your supper soon. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. O Lord, accept the sacrifices of thanksgiving we bring to you for all your goodness and generosity to us. Grant that through our gifts and offerings, your church may have the resources to proclaim the gospel and care for those in need. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. O Lord, our Heavenly Father, almighty and everlasting God, you have safely brought us to the beginning of this day. Defend us in the same with your mighty power, and grant that this day we fall into no sin, neither run into any kind of danger, but that all our doings, being ordered by your governance, may be righteous in your sight. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen. Hymn 878, Abide With Me. Hymn 878, we sing stanzas 1 and 2, 5 and 6. Stanzas 1 and 2, 5 and 6.
Abide with me, fast falls the eventide. The darkness deepens, Lord, with me abide. When other helpers fail and comforts flee, help of the helpless, oh, abide with me. I need thy presence every passing hour. What but thy grace can foil the tempter's power? Who like thyself my guide and stay can be? Through cloud and sunshine, oh, abide with me. I fear no foe with thee at hand to bless. Ills have no weight, and tears no bitterness. Where is the sting? Where grave thy victory? I triumph still if thou abide with me. Hold thou thy cross before my closing eyes. Shine through the gloom and point me to the skies. Heaven's morning breaks and earth's vain shadows flee. In life, in death, O Lord, abide with me.